started with an Instagram account named for its social media advocacy for women, Assault Police, which picked up 164,000 followers in less than 2 weeks. On it, about 100 women and girls claim to have been harassed, sexually assaulted, or raped by Ahmed Bassam Zaki, a former student at the prestigious American University in Cairo.
Most women are usually afraid to tell anyone. You don't know if you tell your family if you will be supported or not. Or you may be beaten or touched again by the man who assaulted you.
Egypt has long struggled with the problem of sexual harassment. A United Nations study found that nearly all Egyptian women say at some point they have been victims of some form of it. But the Zaki case has proven to be different. After the women and girls spoke up, the man was arrested, and prosecutors say he will be held as 6 alleged cases are investigated. Zaki's family has been mostly silent, but they did tell NBC News the charges are false and that this is an internet pylon. But more social media accounts keep popping up, with users posting accusations against other alleged sexual abusers in what some commentators are calling Egypt's Me Too movement.
What's important is that this proves social media can have a very big role if people participate. The reaction was swift. In 48 hours, they captured the accused.
Since the arrest, Egyptian lawmakers have adopted a bill that says victims' names must be withheld from public documents to protect them from threats after they make an accusation. This will encourage more victims to come forward, but there is a lot more to do, say lawyers.
There should be an independent department in a judiciary that only takes cases related to violence against women, and it should not only deal with rapes, but with other violence and harassment, including between married couples.
Prosecutors say Zaki has confessed to blackmailing women and girls, but at the same time denies all other charges. Heather Murdoch, VOA News in Istanbul, with Hamada Al-Rassam in Cairo.